The spokeswoman for Health Care for the Homeless, Anita Cordova, told KUNM last week she wondered why no officers specifically trained in crisis intervention had been summoned to the hours-long standoff with James Boyd. But Chief Gordon Eden said there had been a CIT officer there. After the shooting, CIT Lieutenant Donovan Olvera told KUNM CITs are routinely called when there's a standoff with a person known to have behavioral health issues.
Most of the time, they are called when there is a dispatch where the situation is known to involve someone dealing with mental illness. So they will normally attempt to dispatch a crisis intervention certified officer.
Now the Albuquerque Journal is reporting that the leader of a consortium on forensic intervention in Albuquerque says no specially trained CIT officers were called in to help before a group of uniformed officers fatally shot Boyd, and a video of the incident went viral. Michael Maestas is a psychotherapist at UNM Hospital. He's worked on task forces aimed at improving the way law enforcement deals with the community.
And crisis intervention techniques have been around quite a while in the literature. But it takes a leadership perspective. It takes someone that says, we're going to provide this training not once like a shot in the arm, but it should be ongoing and it should be comprehensive in scope and that it'd be pretty intensive.
More than 60% of the 37 people shot by APD since 2010 were living with mental health issues. Because of funding cuts in recent years, fewer people with addiction and mental health issues are getting treatment and more of them are having run-ins with police. As former Albuquerque Police Chief Ray Schultz said in a 2012 report from a consortium of police chiefs around the country, inmates are released with 3 days' worth of meds, but often they don't have money to get a refill, and they end up cycling through the system again. Maesta says government must prioritize funding and first responders training so people with mental illness are no longer forgotten.
Anybody who's crying out for help or that needs help, we're sophisticated enough in our society now to provide that help for them.
And do we have an obligation as a society to do that?
Absolutely, we're obligated to do that. They're part of our citizenry, and we have a responsibility and an obligation to provide the services that they need.
Congress is taking up the issue of behavioral health services, with both the House and Senate last week approving a measure that would expand funding for outpatient treatment programs. And this week, Mayor Barry told reporters he wants all field officers and cadets trained in crisis intervention. Currently, just over a quarter of field officers undergo the training. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.